السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. وقال تعالى: ومن يؤمن بالله يهد قلبه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجبا لأمر المؤمن لأن أمره كله له خير، إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا لهم، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا لهم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, we are going through a very difficult time right now. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared the shelter at home for whole of California. Social gatherings are not allowed at all. So that's why we have to abide the rules of the governor. And first time in the history of Fairfield Masjid, we are not able to perform Salatul Jum'ah in congregation in our masjid. And throughout the California, all the masajid also cancelled the Salatul Jum'ah and the daily prayers as well. So this is very great test for us. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in several places that ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس, that whatever fasad, whatever calamities and hardships and trials spread on the surface of the earth or in the oceans, it is because of the wrongdoings of the human being. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that whatever calamities and problems and hardships you people are facing, it is the earnings of your own hands. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said that مَا نَزَلَ بَلَاءٌ إِلَّا بِزَنْبٍ وَلَا رُفِعَ إِلَّا بِالتَّوْبَةِ, that never ever any calamity befall upon a person, but it is because of his sin, and it will not removed or taken away except by the tawbah and repentance. Allah, this is the dunya, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, ad-dunya darul mihan, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir, that this is the place of trials and tribulation and the test. And this world, the worldly life, is for the believers is like a prison. So in this world, we have to go through with all this kind of difficult circumstances and hardships and trials and tribulations. But in Jannah, inshallah, there will be no virus. And there will be no calamity, there will be no problems. For that, we have to prepare and we have to get ready. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always try to bring us back towards Him. And that's why He put some calamities in the form of earthquake or flood or pandemic or epidemics, so we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we can go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is merciful. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that the rahmat and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelop and encompass everything. And He said that His mercy is overcome on His anger. So we have no other way but to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That, O my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must inform my servants, those servants who oppress upon them because of their wrongdoing, because of their evil actions. They should not be hopeless. They should not be hopeless of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of their sins. And Allah is the one who is most merciful and forgiving. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, الَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That whenever a believers do any good, any bad actions, any sin they commit, or they oppress upon themselves by committing sins, violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhakar Allah. This is the beauty of the iman, that a mu'min cannot remain on the wrong, on the evil forever. Immediately he realizes and he repents and he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhakar fastaghfaru li dhunubihim. And then after remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after realizing that they have done wrong, then immediately they repent and make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتُوا مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That whenever they receive any kind of difficulty, hardship and musibah, they say, we are belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to whom we are going to return. So, we have the example of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Holy Quran for our guidance, Hudal lil Muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sta'inu bis sabri wal salah, inna Allah ma'as sabirin. That all who you believe, seek assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through patience and the salah. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. That whoever rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is sufficient for him. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْسُ لَا يَعْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever rely and depend on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show him exit and is going to remove the difficulty and hardship from him. So we have to use the asbab and means. Is nothing wrong to use the asbab and means, because this also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us in the Holy Quran, in the different events of the prophets and Anbiya alayhi salam in past. For example, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu salam was warned of the flood. So before the flood came, he built an ark. That was the sabab of the protection from this calamity and from this azab. Likewise, in the time of Yusuf alayhi salam, while he was in the prison, that the king of the Egypt has seen some dream and he could not understand the interpretation of the dream. So someone informed him that one person in the prison, he knows the interpretation of the dream. So he called Yusuf alayhi salam, and Yusuf alayhi salam explained him about the drought and how is going to come and what will be the effect of the droughts. So Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was most knowledgeable person at the time. He offered his service for the whole of mankind of the time. He said, make me a amin of the treasure and I will control and I will distribute the crops accordingly. So he has stored the crops and then he distributed in the time of drought. So this is also the means of asbab. Likewise, at the time of Lut alayhi salam, when the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came to Lut alayhi salam and informed him that tomorrow we are going to destroy these locations in these cities, you better leave these cities. So before that azab and punishment came to him, Hazrat Lut alayhi salam left that place with his close family members and believers, and as a asbab, and then the azab came upon them, and Allah Jibril salam made all those four cities upside down. Likewise, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when the kuffar of Makkah, Abu Jahl and his team made this plan and cordoned the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they wanted to kill collectively to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when Jibril salam came and informed him about the plan of his enemies, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left the house and hide himself for 3 days with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an in the cave of Thor. That was the asbab, that was the means. And then he took the assistance of the non-believer who was an expert in the area to guide them towards Madinah Munawwara. So being a non-believer, he trusted him at the time of trial, and he was a friend of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, but he was well known guide at the time, more experienced guide of the time. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi did not hesitate to take his service at that time, and he guided them towards Madinah Munawwara safely. So these are the examples we have to follow. We have to take some asbab and we have to put it in practice. Like my brothers and sisters, istighfar is a very great tool of the removing the azab and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an incident mentioned in the Holy Quran that when the Yunus alayhi salam's people disobeyed Yunus alayhi salam and rejected his kalima, did not believe in him. So angrily Yunus alayhi salam left that town, that locality, and he warned them that tomorrow the azab is going to come and it will destroy them. So he left. But after he left, the people realized that we have done wrong. And collectively, when they saw the cloud, the black cloud on the sky, they realized this is definitely the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Nabi already left us and he was very angry. So collectively, they came out of the town and they cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they make sincere istighfar. And because of their istighfar, because of that repentance, collectively, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance and istighfar in tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that azab who was supposed to fall upon them. So istighfar is a very great tool for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا, that you must make istighfar to your Lord, and Allah is the one who is most merciful and compassionate.